presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the pace is up there at 17-14. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tobin at the high post tries to get it to Williams. Lorenzo comes after the ball. Drives, shoots, misses. Bird is not boxed out, and he'll lay it up and in.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals host the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's a three-pointer that's no good. The rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the miss three. Colling to the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket.
Tonight's girls game features an undefeated Kearney Catholic squad trying to get their 16th straight win, while both boys squads are trying to stay in the race for their regular season conference title. It's the Stars and Cardinals coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Donovan right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Donovan Trumbull High School. It's time for Lou Platt Conference Basketball on this Tuesday night, featuring the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for tonight's Earls contest. And, Jeff, as you take a look at things tonight, the boys' game on paper obviously is going to be a lot more interesting, even though the records aren't necessarily identical. Each team only has one conference loss on the boys' side and still in the battle there with Gibbon, Ravenna, and Adams Central maybe for chances to win a conference title in the regular season. For the girls' game tonight, I said last week when we saw Donovan Trumbull play Gibbon, I've seen him play a couple times. You look at their record, and they seem to play to the level of their competition. Gibbon played maybe their best game of the year last week, and Donovan Trumbull won it. But then tonight, if they play to the level of their competition, then the Cardinal girls should play one of their better games of the year, because Kearney Catholic's really good, number 2 in C1 and 15-0.
Yeah, and such a deceitful 4-9 record, Doug. And we saw him play at times very inconsistent against Gibbon, but at times we could really see Donovan Trumbull's offense working. And if they do play down to their level or play up to the level 15-0 Kearney Catholic team, that's going to be something. If they're going to play up, they're going to need to play there consistently for all four quarters instead of just a quarter or two, because Kearney Catholic has shown throughout the year 15-0. Girls like Prasoski and Colling, they can pull away quickly. They're a very, very good ball club, a team that has aspirations beyond just a state tournament to qualifying.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull, as we told you last time we saw him, you know, their losses are not a lot of bad losses. There's 9 points, there's 8 points, there's 4 points, there's 1 point, then the last game out, 3 points down at Hastings Adams Central. And Donovan Trumbull, who's been on the road, it seems like, most of this season, now opens a five-game homestand tonight. In fact, they don't have another true road game. The only road game that they would have would be during the conference tournament, which begins the first week of February. So, girls and boys basketball action tonight. Also, we've got hockey on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off this evening is at 7:05 as the Storm is in Lincoln. Other basketball tonight, it's basically a lot of Class C and D ball. Shelton is at Amherst. Axtell is at Arapahoe. Harvard is at Blue Hill. Aurora is at Fillmore Central. Silver Lake's at Franklin. St. Paul's at Minden. Elwood is at Overton. Giltner's at Red Cloud. And Selma-Marna is at SEM. And Ravenna is at Sutton tonight. We'll take a break of the New Tech Seed pregame show and look at the starting lineups after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here at Donovan Trumbull. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Brent Breckner for allowing us to bring you tonight's basketball action. And it's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. The Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic are your visitors tonight. No changes in their starting lineup. Number 13 is a 5'7" senior in Shayla Connor. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 44, 5'8" senior, Kayla Shundoff. Now, the Stars will be missing a couple of players tonight. Michelle Messbarger is out with the illness that has been going around. And Sarah Oldfather, freshman, is out with an ankle that she tweaked on Saturday. Head coach Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Laura Burkink, and Tim Thiel. 15-0, ranked second and third in the Lincoln and Omaha Papers in C1. For Donovan Trumbull, number one is a 5'5" junior, Emma Grosshans. Number four, 6'1" sophomore, Lauren Heinrichs. Number five, a 5'3" senior, Jordan Brumman. Number 33, a 5'8" senior, Ashton Mazur. And number 43, a 5'11" senior in Kaylee Glover. The head coach of the Cardinals is Mark Davis, assisted by Tracy Nelson and Andrea Urkey. 4-9 on the season for Donovan Trumbull. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple at 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're getting ready for the start of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Stars and Cardinals here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Donovan, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doubleheader action for you tonight, so we're getting ready for that as the warm-ups have finished up here. Starting lineups will be announced, and then we'll get the ball in the air for this evening's basketball game. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jeff, it's going to be pretty easy, the key to the game tonight, and that's for Donovan Trumbull to handle Kearney Catholic's pressure. I know Hastings St. Cecilia is a different animal, but the Stars were held to a season-low 42 points in their win Saturday afternoon against the Hawkettes. But if you can get them in the half court and put a little pressure on them, at least make them shoot the outside shot, which they're still pretty good at, you usually have a better chance, but you just cannot allow Kearney Catholic to steal the ball and get transition layups all night.
Yeah, and anytime you lose a turnover battle against any team, it's tough to overcome. But a team like Kearney Catholic, where they're able to capitalize on your mistakes, maybe force a few turnovers themselves if you're Donovan Trumbull. 13-5-7-2. Going to the boys' game, Doug, real quick. You know, if you look at the records, Kearney Catholic 7-7 with all those Division I wins, or losses, and one Division II loss. It'd be interesting to Donovan, another Division I team, can Kearney Catholic finally get over that hump? Because right now that seems to be their issue, is they're in the games, but they just can't quite get that W they've been searching for this year.
Yeah, their biggest loss of the year was the 49-40 loss Saturday to Hastings St. Cecilia, whose boys moved up to number two in C2 here today.
Well, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we will tip it off between Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Kearney Catholic will be wearing their traveling green with gold and white trim, the home white and red trim for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. As we're ready to get tonight's basketball action underway here, Donovan Trumbull won the JV boys game. Kearney Catholic won the JV girls game. And Maddie Squires will jump it up here for the Stars. And for the Cardinals, it'll be Heinrichs. Grable and crew taking care of tonight's basketball officiating. And the opening tap will be taken by Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull will face man-to-man defense here with Grosshans guarded by Prasoski. Picks her dribble up and bounce pass over to the right side to Brumman. Brumman off the left-hand dribble. They open the lane. Should double down there. Prasoski dribbles it off of her. The ball is being batted around, and Prasoski will come up a loose ball. Steal for Kearney Catholic. Halle brings it into the front court. Stops on the left wing. Up top, calling against the 2-3 zone. Or will it be man-to-man? It looks like they're going to match up here. And Maddie Squires on the outside starts to drive, dumps it into the corner to Shundoff, and back up top to Prasoski for a very long three, and it's good. There's just nothing you can do about that if you're Donovan Trumbull. That's one that can shake your confidence right away, though. You play good defense, Jeff, and they bury a 21-footer on you.
Yeah, it's such a deep 3-2. You can almost put your hand up in defense, but at some point, you just expect them to miss from that far out. But a nice shot there by Prasoski, getting them the three.
Donovan Trumbull handles the double team, try to force it down on the block to Glover. The ball knocked away. Kearney Catholic is so quick. Last year, as Coach Davis, we were talking before the game, he goes, well, at least they don't have all the height that they had last year, but they make up for that in quickness as Heinrichs takes the inbounds past the top of the circle, dribbles into a triple team, and then Donovan Trumbull kicks it off and is called for the walk. There's the problem with the Stars. They just dribbled into a triple team, yet the next pass didn't go to a wide-open player. You had two or three on the other side of the court wide open, but the Stars are so quick, they rotate around to whoever's got the ball. And the second turnover here for Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic with the left-hand corner, Shundoff. Shundoff gets it back up top to Squires. Maddie starts right now, dribbles to the left elbow. Back up top to Shundoff against the man-to-man. Kearney Catholic maybe trying to be a little more deliberate tonight to make the girls work on some different plays as Connor comes to the baseline to Colling, guarded by Heinrichs, has to drive the baseline and stepped out of bounds. So the Stars will turn it over here for the first time, and they will face full court pressure now. Donovan Trumbull, 90 seconds in, 3-0 on the Prasoski three-point bucket. Nobody guards the ball. They triple the two that they're trying to get it into, and the inbounds pass knocked away Prasoski, but Donovan Trumbull picks up the loose ball. With the left-hand dribble will be Jordan Brumman. Brumman dribbles into the double team across the timeline, now picks up her dribble. Bounce pass high post, Glover. Glover drives and is fouled by Squires on her way to the hoop. Two free throws coming up for Glover. So when you do overplay the ball defensively as much as the Stars do, if you step through that double team, you should have the numbers. You should be able to find the advantage. And that's what Donovan Trumbull did there. So our first free throws, and it is up and in for Kaylee Glover. Donovan Trumbull's on the board. Kearney Catholic will be a little bit deeper. They'll just rotate about 10 girls here tonight. Second free throw good. It's 3-2. Kearney Catholic, 6:12 to go first quarter as Glover hits both free throws. And Donovan Trumbull will have to shoot free throws well tonight and get to that line if they hope to stay close in this game. Right elbow, handoff Connor, off the screen, drives right side and off the glass it in for Shayla Connor. Just set the high screen, and
An easy drive to the hoop. Now up the floor, Groshans. Groshans brings it all the way to the right wing with Brumman. Brumman back over to Heinrichs. Up top to Groshans. Emma dribbles to the left elbow. To the Heinrichs. Back up top, three-pointer on the way. Cardinals off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound off the Brumman miss by Whitney Colling. And Kearney Catholic will bring it up with Colling. Left side of the lane, kicks it out to Prasoski on the wing left. She starts to drive, 360 dribble, and she's grabbed on the arm as she starts to make a move to the hoop. Second foul of the game here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be called on Jordan Brumman. That'll be her first, and Whitney Colling will take it out underneath here for Kearney Catholic. 5-2 Stars. Colling tries to force it in, and it is knocked out of bounds off the foot of Colling. It was Emma Groshans who swatted it away, and the Stars will turn it over. So good defense there by Donovan Trumbull. But again, they're going to face this full court pressure all night. They get it into Groshans. She breaks the double team. It's a 3-on-1, and a pull-up 10-footer is good by Ashton Mazur. Two Stars ran into each other and ended up on the ground, and it's 5-4, Kearney Catholic by one into the front court. Connor on the wing. Starts to dribble with the left hand, just drives right into the double team, lost the ball, taken away by Kaylee Glover. Glover will get it to Brumman across the timeline. Cardinals with a chance to take the lead here in the early moments of the first quarter. Off the dribble drive right side, pull up with a left-hand jumper, 10-footer, no good. Brumman, long rebound, comes out to Connor. Connor doesn't have the numbers, and the ball knocked away from behind. Steele Main, another turnover for Kearney Catholic, and Brumman will bring it into the front court. That's their fourth already. Here's a deep three, Groshans. It's over everything, and the ball grabbed by Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff on the board will kick it out to Connor, and the Stars will get it into the front court. A very long three by Prasoski is no good. And the rebound is tipped out off of a long miss to Whitney Colling. Another chance here for the Stars. Here's Connor driving the baseline, and she'll be fouled as she takes it to the hoop. Two free throws here for Shayla Connor. Kearney Catholic just 5 points so far here in the first quarter, so Donovan Trumbull playing solid in the first 3.5 minutes of this game. Surviving the early moments here, Kearney Catholic has come out and really put a couple teams away this year in the first few minutes. Not yet. Connor puts it up and in. Now mass substitutions. Anna Squires, Morgan Studi coming in. And for Donovan Trumbull, here's Hannah Bosch. Second free throw now for Shayla Connor. And the senior toes the line. Puts this one up and in. And now she'll come out as Kylie Teal, the freshman, will check in for Kearney Catholic. 7-4, Stars with the three-point lead here in the early going, 4:23 to go first quarter. Against the full court pressure, it comes into Groshans, tries to throw it back to Heinrichs, ball swatted away. Groshans gets it back, trying to dribble into the front court. They better hurry, the 10-second count is on, and Heinrichs just made it across, gives it to Groshans into the left-hand corner. Bosch back out front, Squires sees it and picks it off. Steal made by Anna Squires, all the way to the other end. Cut off by Heinrichs, kicks it out to Teal for three. It's too strong, and nobody will grab the ball as it goes out of bounds. Good defense by Lauren Heinrichs to stop that fast break. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 3:56 to go here in the first quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull takes the timeout, trailing 7-4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, so far, Donovan Trumbull's hung in there, Jeff.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic's got this full-court press, Doug, and they like to double-team. And so the suffocating double-teams right now by Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull doing a nice job so far breaking that press.
And out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout, out of the backcourt, they'll throw over the top of it, try to lob it down low as they break the press to Mazur. Her short jumper rolls around, and Glover will score. Glover with the bucket makes it 7-6, and Kearney Catholic up the floor with Studi on the right wing to the trailer. Squire, she walked with the basketball. Good call. Squires are just waiting. She was just going to pass it immediately, and she just kept running up the floor, never dribbled the basketball, and the Stars turned it over. So don't know if it's a lack of focus or if things just aren't going the right way early for the Stars, but give credit to Donovan Trumbull, 7-6. Kearney Catholic by one. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. They have forced the Stars into some turnovers. Now Teal picks the pass off in the front court, and up the floor they come. Hands it off to Prasoski. Back to Teal for another three. It is short, and the rebound is slapped in, and it'll be Studi that slaps it back into play here for Kearney Catholic. In the paint, now back out to Morgan, and her three-pointer is up and good. So Studi saved it in, and then Studi gets the three-point bucket. So a three that the Stars needed after missing quite a few early on. Donovan Trumbull stripped at midcourt. Prasoski on the double team. Brings it in on Grosshans, and she is fouled. Two free throws coming up here for Allie Prasoski. Emma Grosshans with the foul for Donovan Trumbull. 10-6 Kearney Catholic. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. And the first free throw is up, and it is in. Checking in will be Caitlin Long, who's been a little bit under the weather, according to Coach Petrie. Wasn't sure how long she'd be able to go tonight. And a second free throw now coming up for Prasoski, trying to get the lead out to five. Allie hit the first bucket of the game from three-point land, and it's on the way, and no good this time. Rebound brought down by Glover. 11 to. It is 5, not 6. My bad. 11 to 6. Kearney Catholic does lead it by 5. And Grosshans to Brumman, who brings it into the front court with a left hand dribble. Waiting for the post to open. Gets it down low. Forced up there by Glover. Ball partially blocked, and coming out of there with it is Prasoski. Allie brings it up on the right side. They clear it out for her, so she drives to the hoop. Right side. Scoop shot good. And Prasoski now makes it 13-6, and she's got 6 of the points for the Stars. Into the backcourt, Morgan Studi just runs right up there on Jordan Brumman, trying to get the steal, and commits the foul. Her first, team second. And back into the ball game, Mazur for Donovan Trumbull. 13-6 Kearney Catholic here in the first quarter. A yeoman's-like effort so far. Had a few turnovers early, and now they have forced a few turnovers as the steal is made by Colling off the Teal. 2-on-1. Beautiful pass back to Colling. The layup is good. What a nice pass by Teal. Didn't force the shot of the 2-on-1, which was well defended, but gave it up. And the layup is good for Whitney Colling. And that's 8 in a row for the Stars. They now lead it by a score of 15-6. And Kearney Catholic now a little too much reaching in the front court will be called for the foul.
Doug, like you had mentioned, Kearney Catholic is so quick, they're just in those passing lanes before Donovan Trumbull can even get the pass off. So nice job by Kearney Catholic upping their defense here.
Long commits the foul. That'll be her first. And on the inbounds, they get it out front, and then it's stolen away. And to the other end, here's Teal. The layup is good. And here's what we thought Donovan Trumbull had avoided over those first 4 minutes and had it close at 7-6. But now multiple turnovers, and the lead goes from 1-11. And Kearney Catholic is in control as Brumman brings it into the front court. We get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. And back in after a breather is Heinrichs. Kearney Catholic up by 11. And checking into the game is Jordan Streit. So she's in there with Studi, Anna Squires, Long, and Teal. And Streit will run the point to the right side to Teal against the man-to-man defense here of Donovan Trumbull. From the free throw line, Anna Squires drives, puts it up and in, and draws a blocking foul. That's big girl basketball right there. Anna Squires drove hard, and Donovan Trumbull came over just a split second too late. There was a lot of contact on the play, and Squires still found a way to score and has a chance to make it a three-point play. And the free throw is on the way, bouncing around. It won't go, and the ball is off Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull will have it. But 19-6 now, the Stars have opened up a little breathing room.
Yeah, nice job by Squires. They're just doing a quick head fake, getting into the lane, getting the quick foul, making the shot as well. Just unfortunate to miss the free throw.
Now Brumman drives down the middle of the floor to break the press, kicks it to the baseline. Mazur passes up the shot. Now she's double-teamed. Now she loses the basketball, and Kylie Teal will come out of there with it. A mob of jerseys, and Teal will bring it up the right side. They don't cover her, so she pulls up for three and buries it. It's so hard when most teams you play don't do that to remember that, you know, you're trying to prevent them from driving to the hoop for the layup, Jeff, and they just pull up and bury a three.
Yeah, they kind of just slow roll you there. You're thinking, okay, here they're going to drive. As soon as you let off a little bit, they pull it up and nail the three.
Shot no good by the Cardinals, but it's swatted back out there by Brumman, or by Grosshans, I believe maybe it was. Back to Brumman. She'll come to the baseline. The jumper on the way from the right side just will not fall in for Mazur. And Long has the rebound for Kearney Catholic with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Another spot up three for Teal. And that one will not go. Rebound brought down by Long. Kicks it out to Studi. Another three. Well, are they wearing Stars uniforms or do they say Creighton along the front side?
Yeah.
Because they're starting to warm up. That's an 18-0 run. 10 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull into the front court with Jordan Brumman. They double team her. Tries to step through it, but a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic with 2.5 seconds remaining here. Going to go on Jordan Strite. Her first and the team's fourth. See if Donovan Trumbull can get a shot away here. First, the Stars want to sub in to get their defense set. 2.5 to go. They throw it to midcourt. Grosshans dribbles right side. The runner at the horn is after the buzzer, and it is no good. Kearney Catholic ends the first quarter on an 18-0 run. And it's Kearney Catholic 25, Donovan Trumbull 6 on Classic Hits.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Big time scoring there in the first quarter. Jeff, what do you got?
Yeah, 3-point field goals was the story there for Kearney Catholic. They have 4 of 8, 50% of it at the team. Prasovsky, Studi, and Teal each hit one. They led scoring-wise 6-6 and 5 apiece.
Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the second quarter here, trying to snap that run. And it will be picked away by Whitney Colling. Colling 2-on-2 to Prasovsky. On the left side, dribbled it off her foot, so had to go run the ball down. Now she's got a three-pointer. Why not? It's up and in. Again, one of those that you just shake your head. You play the good defense. You don't let them get the layup. They dribble it off their foot, and then it just so happens it's good enough for a three. 28-6 Stars, and a foul on Kearney Catholic as they keep the pressure on. Foul was on Whitney Colling. That'll be her first. And Donovan Trumbull will get it to the high post. Heinrichs is left alone, so she'll put it up from 12 and score. And that will break the long run, the 21-0 run by Kearney Catholic. And gets Donovan Trumbull back on the board, 28-8, as Maddie Squires dribbles hard with the left hand and is going to be fouled as she gets the shot up. So you guard that 3-2 close. The Stars put the ball on the floor, and they drive right by you. Then if you double-team that, they get it down to the post. The Stars really moving the ball around well. The foul is on Kaylee Glover, her second. And Maddie Squires will put the first free throw up, and it is no good. Don't forget more basketball coming your way Thursday night here on Classic Hits. We have an interconference battle as the Gibbon Buffaloes travel to Amherst to take on the Broncos. Squire's second free throw in and out, no good. Offensive rebound shunned off, but they're going to call her for a push. One of the Donovan Trumbull players did fall, but I didn't know if she stepped on a foot or what happened, but they're going to call shunned off for pushing. So that's the foul on the Stars. Kearney Catholic girls will host Seward Thursday. We'll have that on ESPN 1460. And on the fast break attempt, Donovan Trumbull throws it away, shunned off with the steal. 10 turnovers now for the Cardinals. Colling up top. Left-hand dribble gives it off to Connor on the wing. Back up top, Shundoff. Looks right. Squires cuts it, covered there. So she comes back out into the corner to take the pass, working on Sydney Rash. Freshman guards her. Squires drives on the double team. It's no good. Kaylee Glover with good backside help, and she'll grab the rebound. Give it off to Jordan Brumman, trying to stay out of that double team of the backcourt. Steps around, fires it into the front court to Heinrichs, and has to kick it back. Donovan Trumbull fans were urging her to take it towards the hoop, but instead she threw it backwards, had the numbers, and another foul out front on Kearney Catholic. So the Stars getting dinged for quite a few fouls, and it should be a 1-1 with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter of play. And Kearney Catholic going to sub some players in here. Looks like Shayla Connor had a bitter lip or something, a little blood there. And the foul on Colling is her second. So we go to the free throw line for Jordan Brumman. And the left-hander has a 1-1, puts the first one on the way, and it is going to be no good, but an offensive rebound. Rash, her putback is blocked out of bounds by Maddie Squires. So good play both sides, and Donovan Trumbull will maintain possession. Brumman throws it in right back into the corner to Jordan. She'll drive, she'll scoop, she'll be fouled, but it won't roll in. So two more free throws here for Brumman. Kearney Catholic. 6:13 to go here in the first half, and the free throw by Brumman this time is good. First point for Brumman in the game. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Brumman hits them both. 28-10, Kearney Catholic in command here early in the second quarter. Colling off the stutter dribble, finds a seam, drives left hand, lays it up off the glass and in. Whitney Colling with the left hand, her natural hand, and the long pass for Donovan Trumbull trying to break the press, and they put too much on it, and out of bounds it goes. 30-10, Kearney Catholic. And into the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull is going to be, well, I'm still trying to check. Is that Carson Poppy there? I believe checking in. Or is it Tarnick? Well, it's Poppy, number 21. Is going to check in. Just a freshman. Up top here, Shundoff. Shundoff to the right elbow. Gives it to Squires. Squires looks for the cutter. Nothing there. Over to Colling. Three-pointer up and in for Whitney Colling. And Kearney Catholic, after starting slow, first 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes, they weren't making much, and they were turning the ball over. But since then, they're going crazy. And a timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull to avoid a 10-second call. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. It is Kearney Catholic 33, Donovan Trumbull 10. We'll be right back.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here at Donovan Trumbull, where the Lady Cardinals trying to work on this pressure that the Stars are putting on as the ball goes out of bounds, and Donovan Trumbull will have it underneath their own hoop. And that was the key to the basketball game. We said in the pregame is how in the world do you take care of that ball against the pressure? Donovan Trumbull did well early, but that's what has really led to the Stars' lead now as they pressured him enough to turn the ball over as Brumman drives. Boy, they let a big collision come up in the lane. And then on the shot, we've got an over-the-back foul on Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic wanted to charge inside. I think that's one of those where maybe the up official was the only one that saw it and was kind of expecting one of the other guys to blow the whistle, and it just didn't happen. Nonetheless, Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. And Kylie Teal has it, tries to force it to Squires. And a foul going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull trying to make the steal, Sydney Rash. That'll be her first in the team's sixth. So we've got Shundoff, Brasoski, Calling, Maddie Squires, and Teal in the game for Kearney Catholic. For Donovan Trumbull, it is Mazur just checking back in, along with Poppy, Rash, Grosshans is out there, as well as Brumman. Kearney Catholic ball, left elbow, Prasoski, 15-footer. It's up, and it is good. And Kearney Catholic extends the lead to 35-10 with 4.5 to go here in quarter number two. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. As the ball stolen in the backcourt, here's Teal, 3-on-1, but nobody gets in front of her, and she missed the layup. Ball loose on the ground, and it ends up in Prasoski's hands. Her putback no good. Still being fought for, and then Teal grabs it, and she'll go to the line. Looks like Donovan Trumbull had it a couple of times, and then it was swatted out of their hands, and Kylie Teal will go to the line to shoot two. That's the second foul on Grosshans. Get up the half. First half stats, preview of the boys' game. Let you know what else is going on. Don't forget wrestling in the Lou Platt Conference. The Lou Platt Conference tournament is Saturday afternoon, and we will have it here. Championship round on Classic Hits. Varsity finals probably start around 2:30. We'll be on the air a little bit before then with wrestling on Saturday, and that's at Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Lauren Heinrichs, so 1-of-2 at the line that time. Heinrichs gets it to Brumman. Into the front court, back to Lauren on the left wing. Overthrows Jordan. The ball tipped and stolen away. Coming up with a loose ball is Morgan Teal. Great bounce pass underneath, and a foul sends Studi to the line. She about got shoved in the padded wall there. What a nice pass, though, by Morgan Teal. And this is the point in the game where the outcome is probably no longer in doubt, Jeff, but you look for good plays, and that was a good play.
Yeah, it was a beautiful in transition. She stopped on one foot, just threw one-handed bounce pass, just perfectly, almost like a quarterback, hit the trail man in stride, got the foul.
Lauren Heinrichs committed the foul, and Studi makes both free throws, so it's 38-10, Kearney Catholic. Emma Grosshans throws across the timeline, finds Brumman. Her pass is deflected away and out of bounds. It'll be Donovan Trumbull's underneath. And that's another thing you look at here, too. Donovan Trumbull just doesn't have near the depth out there. Kearney Catholic's running 10, 11 girls in. And so you're always got somebody fresh in there on this pressure. Here's a three in the corner for Brumman. She'll hit the back iron. No good offensive rebound, though. Fought for and put back up and in by Kaylee Glover. 38-12 Stars. Glover gets on the board with that put back. Maddie Squires unguarded. Her three is up, and it is in. Just seems like that rim is about five times bigger when Kearney Catholic shoots the ball here tonight. And now Donovan Trumbull against the pressure. Tries the wraparound pass, and it runs into the scorer's table and out of bounds. Another turnover for Donovan Trumbull. 14 here in the first half, and Coach Rick Petrie can freely substitute. And obviously, the Stars would like to have a nice cruise tonight because no matter what Seward's record is, they still are a Class B team, and they come into town and they want to avenge one of their three losses last year. Two were to Pierce and one was to Seward. Here's Anna Squires, open 16-footer on the way from the left wing, no good. Long goes in the air, wins the battle for the rebound, puts it back up and in. Long and Glover both had their hands on it, but the momentum had the ball fall into Long, and she's able to score. 43-12 Stars, three-pointer in transition the other way, and Grosshans hits one. And there's a little bit of a relief for Donovan Trumbull. You can see they're tired. They don't get back on defense like they'd like, and Anna Squires makes them pay with a seven-footer. 45-15, Kearney Catholic, 2:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Dribbling through the pressure is Brumman. Brumman brings it to the right wing, stops. Everybody flies by. She'll shoot a 13-footer, no good. And fighting for the rebound, a foul called, and I'm not sure which team this is on. Looks like they'll call it on Donovan Trumbull, and that means we trot to the other end and shoot free throws. It's the third on Lauren Heinrichs. So the sophomore getting ready to check out, Alex Williams, will come in as we've got a 1-1. And now checking into the ball game for Kearney Catholic will be Mackenzie Smith. She's going to check in for the shooter, Morgan Studi. And the front end of the 1-1 for Studi is rolling in. Boys game will follow. And we have got a possibility of this one getting to that 40-point rule, which we hate to bring up, but if we do, then you get that running clock in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Mazur, but her outlet pass is stolen away. The Stars set it up for three more. That time it is missed by Studi. Rebound run down to the corner by Anna Squires. Elena Bach is into the ball game. She's got it as they rotate it over. Here's Morgan Teal for the three, and it is good. And Kearney Catholic wanted to get a timeout there to get a player in, but the officials weren't paying attention, and so here comes Donovan Trumbull into the front court. With it is Jordan Brumman. Brumman picks her dribble up, throws over the top to Williams. Williams to the high post. Nice pass there to Glover. Glover pulls up from nine. It's no good. Ball tapped around, loose on the floor. Ooh, Williams got knocked over, and Kearney Catholic grabbed the ball, and now a timeout will be called by the Stars to get some subs in. 1:52 to go here in the first half. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. It's now all Kearney Catholic. They lead it 49-15 on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars have scored 42 points in just about 9 minutes here. It was 7-6 with 3:12, I think, was when the timeout was. Now it's 49-15. 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. Stars get it into Long. Long gets down to the low block, steps through the double team, rolls it off the glass, and it is in. And the Stars are more than halfway to 100, 51-15. Whether it's a three or a layup, everything is falling. The Stars are 8 of 13 from downtown, according to statistician Jeffrey Babel. With it is Donovan Trumbull trying to get some shots from the outside, faking the three. Gross Hans runs into the double team. Smith makes her pass it off to the baseline. That's Mazur. Mazur spins. Nobody to pass to. Shoots the baseline jumper. It bounces out of there. No good. Anna Squires gets the rebound. Into the front court to Mackenzie Smith. Back to Squires. Into the corner to Morgan Teal. Another three. It's on the way. That one's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Ashton Mazur. Knocked out of her hands by Smith, but it'll still be Donovan Trumbull basketball with 1 minute to go here in the first half of play. And back into the ball game, Poppy here for Donovan Trumbull. And into Grosshans. Grosshans trying to stay out of that trap. Into the front court to Williams. Now down to the baseline. There's an open jumper that comes up short for Mazur. Rebound, Caitlin Long. Outlet pass knocked away and a steal made. And an open jumper. Foul results from behind Anna Squires. Grosshans did have an open jumper, but Squires sprinted over there from the backside and committed the foul. That'll be her first and two free throws coming up for the 5'5 junior. Free throw is good. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. 4210 2nd Avenue or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Second free throw no good, and Long will get the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Pass into the front court to Bach. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Cardinals. Stars will throw it in. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Bach gets it into Long. Long double team. Gets that left-hand jumper up. She's just taller and scores. The six-foot freshman back-to-back buckets, and she's got 6 points. 53-16, Kearney Catholic. Right side with it is Alex Williams. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer, Grosshans. Off the front of the iron, no good. And in the corner, running down the loose ball, nobody got to it. And so Kearney Catholic will have it one more time with 14 seconds here. Checking in for the Cardinals, Sydney Rash. And this has got to be close to a record for first half points for the Lady Stars. They are red hot. Smith dribbles it up front with the left-hand dribble. Looks to the right. Pass is kicked. Wanted to get it over to Squires. Reset it with 8 seconds to go. Elena Bach will come over to throw it in here for Kearney Catholic. Bach throws it all the way out to midcourt to Squires. Lobs it down to Smith. Back out to Bach. Missed cut. The ball's turned over. Grosshans goes all the way to the other end. And at the horn, the layup is good. So at least something positive to go into the locker room on. And the Grosshans steal and score at the horn. But for the last 11 minutes of this basketball game, it was a Kearney Catholic track meet. Nailing threes, stealing, and getting transition layups. Kearney Catholic, over the last 11 minutes, scored 46 points. And at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 53 and Donovan Trumbull 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation a halftime report after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda with you here from Cardinal Gymnasium as Kearney Catholic is on the road in this Luplat Conference doubleheader and dominating the girls' game at the half, 53-18. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Coming up, Jeff Babel will take a look at the first half stats, but our boys' game is coming up next. We want to remind you that there's also a lot of sporting activities coming up later this week, not only here on Classic Hits, but ESPN Radio and 1230 KHAS. Coming up on Thursday on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic girls will be hosting Seward. That game tips off at 7 o'clock. We will be in Amherst, Classic Hits 98.9, as the Broncos take on Gibbon, scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock with that doubleheader. We've also got high school basketball for you Friday night. And then Saturday, the Kearney Catholic boys will be in Omaha for their first meeting with Boys Town. That is a 6:30 varsity tip on Saturday night. That'll be on ESPN Radio. And Saturday here on Classic Hits 98.9, it's the 2014 Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament with all 10 teams at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Action will get underway at around 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, as Adams Central will come in trying to pick up yet another wrestling championship. Of course, Jeff, being the wrestler that you were, you know that when it comes to tournaments like this, numbers could go a long, long way. And Adams Central being the only Class B team in the Luplat Conference, yeah, they simply are a deeper team and can score more points. And anybody that knocks them out of the way in the team title is pretty stacked. But this year in the Luplat, there are a lot of very balanced teams. Kearney Catholic is actually the highest-ranked team. Wood River is in there. You're going to have some very good individuals from a lot of other teams. Ord is always in the mix. And, of course, Ravenna, Donovan Trumbull, Centura, Arcadia Loop City has one of the top wrestlers at 106 pounds. You've got a lot of intriguing individuals for this year's meet.
Yeah, and going back when I wrestled against Adams Central Class B. They just had so much depth, Doug, like you had said. And a lot of times you don't want to wrestle the jersey. You want to wrestle the individual. And Adams Central would win a lot of their conference and district titles based off those depths. And in the Luplat Conference, if Kearney Catholic or Wood River, you know, Ravenna, if those wrestlers, those wrestlers maybe, you know, 5 through 8, you know, if they have any chance of upending and ending Adams Central's dominance in the Luplat Conference, those people are going to have to throw some big points for those teams. And hopefully for them, the depth of Adams Central is not as strong this year, or their depth doesn't quite get those points, get those bonus points, and get into those consolation final rounds and into the finals and get those points there too. So it's a conference meet. You can throw out everything too. You know, it's a lot of pride when you're going against your conference foes.
I think you're going to have a lot of rematches. You kind of look at what happened at the Gibbon Invite last week, saw some good finals matches, saw what happened at Shelton Gibbon with some of the teams in the conference that were there, and where Adams Central was last week as well. And going to be some good matchups, and that's Saturday afternoon. Next Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will take on Gibbon.
That girls' game on paper will look a lot like tonight's game, but the boys' game, again, will be very important in the conference race. And, again, don't forget that the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournaments begin with a bunny bracket of the Lou Platt on February the 1st, but then February 3rd, February 4th, and then the semifinals are the 6th and 7th. The championship are the 8th. We'll have the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals and finals from the Viero Event Center in Kearney on ESPN 1460. And the semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference tournament this year being held in Ord. And those games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break. It's 53-18 Kearney Catholic at the half. Jeff Babel will have your halftime stats in a minute.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with a look at your first half numbers of our girls' game. Here's Jeff.
Thanks, Doug. Kearney Catholic, not surprising, shot the ball really well, especially from 3, 8 of 14 from three-point land as a team. Shayla Connor had 4 points all in the first quarter for the Stars. Allie Persosky finished with 11 in that first half. Nice balanced scoring, 6 in the first, 5 in the second. Whitney Calling with 7, Morgan Studi with 9, Kylie Teal with 6, Morgan Teal with 3, Maddie Squires with 3, Anna Squires with 4, and Caitlin Long with 6. So a lot of different scores. It wasn't just one or two guys for Kearney Catholic. A lot of different gals got some looks at the ball. And a lot of their shots went in. They shot a very high percentage that time. They were only 6 of 12 from the line, though. So when they did get to the line and were aggressive, they weren't quite able to shoot it in as much as you would have liked. Rebounding-wise, Shayla Connor had 1. Allie Persosky, with 2. Whitney Calling with 2. Kylie Teal with 1, Maddie Squires with 1, Anna Squires with 2, Kayla Shundoff with 2, and Caitlin Long with 4 at the free throw line. Shayla Connor, the bright spot, 2 of 2, and Morgan Studi, 3 of 4. Everyone else kind of struggled. Allie Persosky, 1 of 2 from the line. Kylie Teal, 1 of 2 from the line. Maddie Squires, 0 for 2, and Kayla Shundoff, 0 for 1 from the line. They did turn it over 7 times quite a bit early on, but they started to limit those turnovers and forced a lot of them from Donovan Trumbull as well. Donovan Trumbull had 18 points in that first half, turned the ball over 16 times. That kind of seemed able to break that press early, unable to do much there in the second half. Emma Grosshans for the Cardinals had 5 points. Lauren Heinrichs with 2. Jordan Brumman with 2. Ashton Mazur with 2. And Kaylee Glover with 6. They were 1 of 5 from downtown, 4 of 7 from the line. Last time against Gibbon, Doug, they weren't able to even get to the line until the second half. So nice job when they got there tonight. They made the, it was 5 of 7, and they made 5 of their first 6. So nice job by the Lady Cardinals getting there. But that was when they did get, they couldn't get much going outside of those free throws, though. Rebounding-wise, Lauren Heinrichs with 1, Alex Williams with 1, Ashton Mazur with 2, Kaylee Glover with 3, and Sydney Rask with 1. At the free throw line, Jordan Brumman, 2 of 3, Kaylee Glover, 2 of 2, and Emma Grosshans, 1 of 1.
All right, that's a look at your first half stats. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you tonight's high school action. Halftime of our girls game. Let's see if the Cardinals can come out and play like they did the first half of the first quarter, take a little bit better care of the ball. There's only one thing you can do, and that's keep trying to get better here and avoid turnovers. And Donovan Trumbull will get the ball. They'll move from right to left. Kearney Catholic from left to right. The Stars will come out and play man-to-man defense, and it will be Bremen with it on the left wing, guarded by Shundoff. Pass is going to be off her leg, saved out to the top of the circle. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Kaylee Glover. And Glover knocks down the first bucket of the second half here for Donovan Trumbull. Colling will walk the ball up the floor here as Donovan Trumbull tries again to pick up the Stars. Looks like maybe they're going to go to a zone. They tried a little more man-to-man in that first half, and that didn't work. Really nothing was working as they lob it down to Squires. Finds a seam on the baseline. Short jumper, no good. Able to get the rebound, and then she has her shot blocked by Jordan Brumman. It's going to be a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling to throw the basketball in. She's unguarded. Lobs it all the way out top to Prasoski. Prasoski picks her dribble up. Over to Shundoff outside the arc to Squires on the wing. There's Prasoski, open three. She'll stroke it. That skips in and out, no good. Colling runs it down to the backside, up to Squires. Squires will give it back over to Colling. Top of the key, they give it. Prasoski, a little more patience here for the Stars. Now Allie back in that left wing, another three, and that's all net. Allie Prasoski hits the three-pointer. 56-20, Kearney Catholic, as Brumman brings it into the front court with the left hand. She'll stake it right over on that left wing, and as she drives, a hand check foul on Kearney Catholic. So the one thing here with that big lead, and the Stars will use everybody on the bench here in the second half, is don't get lazy. Keep playing strong. Don't get caught not moving your feet and things like that. On the inbounds pass, the lob into the paint, and that shot does everything but fall for Kaylee Glover. Made a good catch. Put the shot up in traffic, and it just wouldn't drop through for her. Stars pushing into the front court. Prasoski on the left wing. Couple of dribbles to the elbow. Pulls up from 14. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Brumman. So the energy's still there for the Cardinals as we start this second half. Goal right now is to not let Kearney Catholic get that lead out there any farther so we get the continuous clock. Mazur starts to dribble, loses it off a foot, and it's picked up by Shayla Connor. Connor didn't like the odds, so she'll slow it down and bring it across the timeline. Maddie Squires on the right side of the key. Dribbles right wing, tries to get it to Shundoff. Pass led her a little too much, but the Stars grab it. And Connor will get it back out top. Prasoski over to Squires. To the weak corner. Jumper Shundoff from 12, no good. Rebound grab by Ashton Mazur. And here come the Cardinal Stars dropping back in a half-court set. Playing man-to-man, that's the thing they have played a little bit more of this year instead of that 2-3 zone all the time. Jumper on the baseline, Mazur, no good. Rebound, Prasoski. Allie's got one speed, and that's go, go, go. And then the ball takes a funny hop. She lost the handle, and Donovan Trumbull picks it up. They've got a 2-on-4. Brumman doesn't care. She'll drive and score. Nice play by Jordan Brumman. She was outside the lane and still put that floater up with the left hand. 56-22 Stars. Squires pull up three, top of the key, off the front of the iron, and then over the back, Kayla Shundoff. Kayla Shundoff will pick up the personal foul, and Donovan Trumbull will get the basketball. So, Jeff, just like the start of the game,
yep.
Donovan Trumbull's come out of the locker room strong.
Yeah, nice job by Brumman going coast-to-coast there with the left hand, the offhand, and going up, getting the easy two. Two-on-four situation, so nice. Donovan Trumbull not giving up here in this second half.
Into the ball game is Hannah Bosch. She's got it in the right-hand corner. Drops it there to Glover. Her jumper is no good. Rebound brought down Prasoski. Baseball pass to the other end, and there was no chance for Whitney Colling. Colling went up. She grabbed it with one hand, got both feet down, but couldn't secure it with the second hand to stay inbounds. That'd have been a good one on the grass football field. And that's kind of what we've got coming up in a boys' game. Two very, very good football seasons. Of course, Donovan Trumbull's capped with the state championship, but they're pretty good with the round ball as well. Here's Heinrichs outside the arc on Shundoff. Hasn't shot in a while, so drives, pulls up from 10, no good. In there, Whitney Colling, and she is fouled. Colling, not only is she listed at a very, very gratuitous 5'6", but leads the team in rebounding. And that just shows you a lot of hustle, always scrapping for the basketball. 56-22, Kearney Catholic. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter of play, but the Stars just 3 points here in this quarter. Connor with it. Brings it over to Prasoski. Allie to the left elbow, Shundoff. Swings it backside. Connor. Shayla started to drive, then gives it into Shundoff. Her bounce pass to the baseline. Picked off. Jordan Brumman has it. Brumman floats down the middle of the floor here. Now works towards the top of the circle against the man-to-man pressure of calling into the corner. Here is a three-pointer. Gross Hans all the way around and out. And the rebound brought down by Squires. Stars into the front court with Prasoski. A 360 move again. Stops the free throw line. Dishes it to Squires. She comes into the paint. That's a charge. The charge taken by Kaylee Glover. And Kearney Catholic will go with that five subs. Five in, five out. And here comes Anna Squires, Jordan Streit, Morgan Studi, Caitlin Long, and Kylie Teal. And for the Cardinals, they still have basically the same five or six gals. They've been rotating in and out. And Hallie Tarnick is into the game now for Donovan Trumbull, and she's got it out on the right wing. Tarnick guarded there by Teal. One dribble, doesn't go anywhere. Back out top, they'll go to Bosch. Bosch guarded by Streit, gives it over to Brumman. Brumman into the left-hand corner. Gross Hans for another three. That one will not go. Jordan Streit will grab the rebound for Kearney Catholic. And Streit will push it up the floor here with a 34-point lead to Teal. Back over to Squires. Anna fires from 16. It's good. Anna Squires knocks down another bucket here for Kearney Catholic, and she's got six. That's just the second bucket, though, of the half for the Stars. 58-22. Now Brumman gets tripped up as she takes it down the middle of the lane. And a foul on Kearney Catholic, their fourth of the quarter. And checking in for the Cardinals will be the freshman, Sydney Rash. Donovan Trumbull, ball underneath their own hoop, dominating the game so far. The Stars, 58-22. It was 51-18, or 53-18 at half. On the left wing, Gross Hans comes to the baseline. Well guarded, puts that jumper up. It won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Kylie Teal. Teal waits for the traffic to clear out. Pushes it up the floor, goes to Streit. Right wing to Squires, looking inside. Long is covered there by Glover. So she'll bring it back out top to Studi. Over to Streit, she'll try the three. It's short. Offensive rebound by Studi. Back to Streit. Weak side to Teal. Drop back three on the way. It's no good. That's one thing where the freshmen have to continue to learn. It's in there. You see it a lot with the Kissinger girls down at Minden, I think was the first time as there was a tie up there, and it's Donovan Trumbull ball. There's nobody on Teal, but she backs up to shoot a three instead of attacking the hoop. And that'll be something as the freshman mature that you'll see more of, a little more confidence to take it to the rack in situations like that. Donovan Trumbull tries to get it down low. Ball is picked away. Anna Squires, two on one. Beautiful wraparound to Streit. Jordan lays it up and in. Assist Anna Squires. Nice play all the way around there by the Stars, and it's 60-22. And a timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 60, Donovan Trumbull 22.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, after tonight, the Lady Stars, as we said, are back home Thursday to take on Seward. You'll hear that on ESPN Radio. Then next Tuesday, they're at Gibbons. Same story. Then it's into the conference tournament for Donovan Trumbull. They got a lot more basketball between now and then. Superior comes in on Friday night, Thayer Central Saturday, and then next week they play Arcadia, Loup City, and Ord. So Donovan Trumbull, still plenty of games to play. Off the timeout, Brumman brings it to the right elbow, kicks it down to the corner to Bosch. Hannah brings it out to Jordan Brumman. Stutter dribble on Streit. Trying the high pick and roll. They get it down the low block. Glover turns into Long. Kicks it back out top. Brumman. She'll drive in. Left-handed runner up too strong. Anna Squires gets the rebound. Squires up ahead to Kylie Teal. Goes off her knee. Gets it back. Puts it up. Hits the bottom of the rim. The ball is loose. Kearney Catholic gets it. And now strike to Teal. Back to Jordan. Top of the key. Three. It's short. No good. Ball tipped around. We're going to have players on the floor and a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Grosshans re-enters for the Cardinals, and Morgan Teal for Kearney Catholic. Minute 32 to go here in the third quarter. 60-22, Kearney Catholic. And checking into the ball game, Ashton Mazur. And the inbounds pass goes to Teal for three off the inbounds in the left-hand corner. No good. Anna Squires the rebound. Kicks it out to Kylie Teal. Another three. No good. Rebound Long. She's fouled. The shots are just getting up there so quick. Kearney Catholic's three-point efficiency is going down by every possession right now as they haven't been able to hit anything for the most part here in the third quarter. They made one.
Yeah, one of eight so far. Three-point line was very kind to them in the first half. Including about four straight there ever since. Pretty cold for the Stars.
Emma Grosshans with her third foul. And the first free throw by Caitlin Long is no good. Second free throw for Long on the way. And it's too strong. And another offensive rebound. Jordan Streit has it. Stars get another chance. Anna Squires back over to Streit. Minute 15, if the Stars score here, we'll be at that 40-point mark, and that's what Donovan Trumbull's trying to avoid. They do knock the ball away, but it goes to Anna Squires. She drives. Might have let him get away with one there. The ball comes out into the hands of Lauren Heinrichs. Minute to go in the third quarter. Front court with it is Jordan Brumman. Bounce pass over to Bosch. Anna kicks it over on the wing to Heinrichs, and it's stolen away. Anna Squires has it one-on-one, working on Brumman, and then just runs her right over, and it's a charge. Good job there by Jordan Brumman to get back and get set. And the ball comes over to Kearney Catholic, or to Donovan Trumbull after the Kearney Catholic charge. Donovan Trumbull will fall to 4-10 at the end of the night. Stars will remain undefeated at 16-0 as Alex Williams will inbound the pass here to Brumman. Grosshans to Heinrichs. Back over on the wing to Williams. And the pass knocked away by Jordan Streit. Streit one-on-one, and then she carried the basketball. Kearney Catholic only has 7 points here in the quarter, Jeff, but unfortunately for Donovan Trumbull, they've only got four. It's been a low-scoring quarter.
Yeah, not a lot of good fundamentals. Both teams have turned the ball over quite a bit this second half.
Here's another foul as Donovan Trumbull brings the ball up the floor with Emma Grosshans. And Coach Rick Petrie, yeah, he gets after his girls here a little bit. You know, like we said, it coming out with such a big lead or a big deficit, depending on which side you are, continue to play hard. And that's the third foul on Anna Squires. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Grosshans. Second free throw by Emma is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound is loose. Last touch by Kearney Catholic as Squires and Heinrichs are battling for it. So the Cardinals will get it underneath their own hoop. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Trumbull here from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. The lob is into Heinrichs. Shot is no good. Looks like it was partially blocked by Long. Comes down into the hands of Anna Squires. Squires into the front court to Streit. Back over to Kylie Teal against the 2-3 zone. Center court Streit. Lobs it to the high post. Squires swings it over. Teal is open. She'll take the three, and it's short. Trying to follow her shot. The ball is grabbed by Teal to Streit. She'll try a three. That's no good. 5 seconds, 2 seconds, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kylie Teal threw in about a 25-footer, but it was after the horn. Kearney Catholic outscored Donovan Trumbull 7-5 in the quarter, but it's 60-23 Stars here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Well, Kearney Catholic shooting percentage went way down there in the third quarter, but they are still dominating the game here, 60-23 as we start the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull with the basketball. Heinrich's left-hand corner shoots the three, comes up short. Prasoski will get the rebound. Both sets of starters back in there. I'm sure the stars for a couple of minutes, and that'll be it. Connor into the corner. Here is Colling. She'll try the three. It is good, and that reaches the magic point, 40 points. 63-23, and that means the clock only stops now on timeouts and injuries. And so Donovan Trumbull will have to do a lot of work here in the final 8 minutes just to get some more points on the board. And the turnover is made. It'll go over to Kearney Catholic. They tried to go with a high 1-4 and just get a good bounce pass underneath as they screened away, and nobody could grab the basketball. So Kearney Catholic brings it to the front court. Back to a man-to-man here, it looks like, for Donovan Trumbull. And Whitney Colling gives it to Connor in the left-hand wing. Off the ball screen, it's a pick-and-roll. It's shunned off underneath. The layup is good. The assist to Shayla Connor. Don't forget, at the end of the game, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. Jeff will run down the final stats. And then, of course, the boys' game will come your way. We'll be tipped off about 7:45 as the ball goes through the hands of a Glover that time, trying to get it down to her on the block. It's turned over to Squires, up the floor to Prasoski for the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kaylee Glover. Pushing the ball up the floor is going to be Jordan Brummer. Into the corner to Heinrichs. I'm sure Coach Mark Davis told his girls to keep playing hard, and they are. And they'll kick it out for a three-pointer, Jordan Brummond. And Kearney Catholic will call a timeout to sub some more players in with 6:15 to go in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 65 and Donovan Trumbull 26. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service. 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. As the three-pointer is up and no good by the Stars, and on the rebound attempt, the foul will be called on Mackenzie Smith. Smith and Shundoff, Elena Bach, Connor, and Anna Squires are out there. And Donovan Trumbull is in the 1-1. And the front end of the 1-1 is too strong that time. No good by Gross Hans. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Gives it to Connor. Shayla down the middle of the floor. Fires it right side to Smith. Smith to the right elbow. Shundoff looking inside. Switches it over to Connor. Connor drives on Heinrichs against the double team. Puts it off the glass and in. Connor, good job switching hands there to get her second bucket. 67-26. Stars, 5:10 to go. As Donovan Trumbull brings it into the front court. With Brummond. Brummond lobs it in. There's a nice pass to Glover, who turns and scores. They overplayed the pass. Nobody came from the backside to double down, and Glover made him pay. She leads the team with 10 points, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Brummond will bring the ball into the front court, guarded by Bach at the top of the circle against the man-to-man. Over to Mazur. Ashton drives right baseline, cut off there. Back out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, it's an overload in that far right-hand corner. They'll finally get it out here to Gross Hans. Gross Hans drives into the paint, puts the runner up. No good. We've got a foul and two free throws coming up for Emma Gross Hans. 4:20, and the clock continues to move here, even though the foul was called. Second on Mackenzie Smith. And a pair of free throws coming up. First free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Checking in for the Cardinals is Hannah Bosch. For Kearney Catholic, Jordan Streit and Morgan Teal. And the second free throw coming up. On the way, and that one dances around, won't go. Offensive rebound, put up Glover, no good. Then Jordan Streit gets the rebound, and an over-the-back foul called on Donovan Trumbull. And checking in, Carson Poppy. That's only the third foul of the half on Donovan Trumbull. Into the front court with it will be Morgan Teal. Gives it to Smith. Back to the trailer. Streit over to Anna Squires. 3:20 remaining. Smith into the right-hand corner to Streit. Skip pass to the left elbow to Teal. That's Morgan that's in there. Morgan gets it into the corner to Bach. Back out Squires. Cardinals staying tight with a man-to-man. Here is Bach, top of the circle. Over to Streit. Trying to get that back door open. They do to Smith. Smith puts it up partially blocked. Grabbed her own rebound. And now on the floor, a jump ball. It'll be Kearney Catholics. And here comes Studi back in for the Stars. And Rash will come in for Donovan Trumbull. 2:45 to go here in the girls' game. 67-28, Kearney Catholic. And the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Also back in, Alex Williams for Donovan Trumbull. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Streit to throw it in. Gets it to Squires, who kicks it out to Teal. Now Streit has it on the right wing, looking for the cutter box. She's got it. She puts it up just a little too strong. Rebound brought down by Heinrich. She is tied up by Studi. The arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull. And checking in now is Hallie Tarnick. And Kearney Catholic settles back on defense. Donovan Trumbull looking to get some more points here on the board. Just 10 points so far in the second half for the Cardinals, and they won't get anything here as they throw it out of bounds. Mackenzie Smith back in and Stride out for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will get it into Elena Bach. 150. Stars were in control early in this game. Nice pass down low to Squires. Kick it out in the corner. Here's Teal for the three. Morgan no good. It goes off the rim and over the backboard. So amazingly, Kearney Catholic has only scored 14 points here in the second half, Jeff. They couldn't miss in the first half, and they haven't had to score, but even the 14 points, I'm sure Coach Petrie will kind of harp on that, you know, continue to play hard, no matter who's in.
Yeah, exactly. Four-quarter game when it comes down to state tournament time or next week or tomorrow against Seward, you know, those four quarters are going to be there. And if you're playing inconsistent in the second half, you worry that that might carry over your next few games.
Approaching 1 minute to go. Everybody's still subbing in one player at a time, which means we get less basketball. Long back in for the Stars. Donovan Trumbull basketball. 67-28. It was 53-18 at halftime. Cardinal basketball between the circles. That's Tarnick to the high post. Rash makes a move. Her shot blocked out of there by Long. Elena Bach picks up the loose ball to Jordan Streit, and Kearney Catholic wants to run. Outlet pass to Smith. She's there for a three. Fires it up. No good. Offensive rebound back up, and Long can't get that one. Ball is then punched into the hands of Jordan Streit, and she is fouled on the way up, and that's going to be the ball game. There's 30 seconds left, and by the time Streit shoots the free throws, this game will be over. So let's see if Jordan can add any more points to the scoreboard here. Takes her time, puts the first one up, no good. Second one for Jordan Streit. On the way, and it is no good. And that's your ball game. The final score, Kearney Catholic 67 and Donovan Trumbull 28. The Cardinals 4-10, the Stars 16-0. And we'll advance on to play Seward Thursday at home. Donovan Trumbull will be back home on Friday for their next game against another good team in Superior, who is currently 12-3. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the-
the way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School with our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda with you on the Misco Sports postgame show. See them before the games begin. They've got a great selection to choose from that'll get you better equipped for whatever sporting activity you have. Misco Sports Incorporated, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ward. This was a 7-6 game with about 3:15 to go in the first quarter. And then 9 minutes later, it's 49-13, I believe it was. Kearney Catholic just went nuts, hitting 8 threes in the first half, getting a ton of steals and layups. And this game of the second half didn't have a whole lot of excitement. The Stars scored 14 points, and Donovan Trumbull scored 10, and we had the running clock throughout the fourth quarter of play, and the final score was 67-28. Jeff's figuring up the final numbers, and we will have the final stats for you after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show with the final numbers. Here's Jeff.
Let's start with the Stars. They were the dominant team tonight, and they distributed the scoring equally between a number of scorers. Shaylor Connor, she had 6 points. Jordan Streit with 2 points. Allie Persosky led all scorers tonight with 14. Whitney Collins got into double figures with 10. Morgan Studi with 9. Morgan Teal with 3. Maddie Squires with 3. Anna Squires with 6. Kayla Shundoff with 2 and Caitlin Long with 6. So 10 different scores for tonight for the Stars. Rebounding wise, Shayla Connor got 1. Jordan Streit got 3. Allie Persosky got 5. Whitney Colling with 4. Morgan Studi with 1. Morgan Teal came in and got a rebound. Maddie Squires with 4. Anna Squires with 6. Kayla Shundoff with 2 for the Stars. The Stars shot very well to start the game, 4 of 8. From three-point line, then at 8 of 14 by halftime. They finished, by my count, 10 of 17. Very, very cold three-point line. In the second half, they were 6 of 16 from the line, so something definitely they need to work on going forward. They did not shoot the ball very well from the free-throw line tonight, did the Stars. They only turned the ball over 12 times, 7 in that first half, so they did a nice job of fixing that. Only 14 points in the second half. We saw some reserves there in the game and a little bit of running clock. But I think we had mentioned that, you know, Coach Petrie had wanted to work on that. Emma Grossan's over there for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals had 6 points. Lauren Heinrichs with two. Jordan Brumman with seven. And Ashton Missouri with two. Kaylee Glover led the Cardinals with 10 points. She also had five rebounds. Missouri had three. Alex Williams had one. So did Jordan Brumman. Lauren Heinrichs with 3 points tonight. Donovan Trumbull turned the ball over 23 times tonight. Shot the ball okay from the free throw line. 5 of 11. 2 of 9 from three-point line. So the pressure kind of got to Donovan Trumbull early in that middle of that first quarter. And it just seemed Carney Gaelic kind of grabbed him by the throat and just took over the game from then on.
Final score, 67-28, Carney Catholic. We'll take about a 15-minute break, be back with the boys' game as both teams still in the hunt for the regular season Lou Platte Conference title. Both ranked in the preseason. The Stars have dropped out of those rankings. Donovan Trumbull still in there. And after their loss to Gibbon last week, they bounce back and beat Adams Central. Stars are trying to bounce back from a loss to St. Cecilia. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Keep it here on Classic Hits for more Lou Platte basketball.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.